now coming into the sitting, adjusting postures in a way that allows you to be really kind with the body. Kind to the heart mind. Allow for some nice full breaths to help land more fully in body breathing. And letting the breathing subside, be just as it is. Feeling into it wherever it's easy to feel is a place to abide with, to come home to. Can we let this felt sense of breathing be a loving home, tender, kindly home? And so too, remembering your intentions for being here today, let them guide you. As we do a basic mindfulness practice, it's always about letting go. Letting go of all the extraneous stuff, and as a gift to ourselves, coming back to the present moment. This letting go, too, is an expression of metta. And here's a little poem to take us into our sitting. It's called "You're the Top." And it opens with a quote. "It's easier to go down a hill than up it, but the view is much better at the top." Letting go is recycling your childhood, learning there are more holidays than due days, or days you wake up wondering if every past moment could not, should not, have happened differently or with another somewhere else. Letting go is knowing you've climbed this far, have rib bones the wind can whistle through. Letting go is playing the game and loving it. The somersault of the calendar, the ascent of starlings, eyes the color of spring. So sitting here with body breathing in your chosen spot and just letting go as an act of loving the game, this life, just as it is. letting go into presence means that we're saying yes to whatever is arising. This is an act of love. E.E. Cummings writes, love is a place, and through this place of love move with brightness of peace, all places. Yes is a world, and in this world of yes, live, skillfully curled, all worlds. Letting it all be okay. From a grounded place, recognizing and allowing whatever is showing. This is saying yes. This is an act of love. Of metta. And as you've been practicing, there may have been some difficulty that has shown itself a number of times that you might care to investigate. Or there may be some difficulty going on in your life you'd like to sit with using our rain practice, remembering to ground. And we recognize with a label perhaps. We say to ourselves, I'm going to really allow it to be here for this period of time. And we invite it in, we investigate through the body. Whatever's showing, the thoughts, the emotions, the sensations, feeling it all through the body is how we investigate. And we remember throughout this, the end of rain, that it's not always so, that whatever it is not permanent. Yes, we're not perfect. And it's not personal, it's conditioned. So Dana Faulds helps us with her poem, Every Step is Holy. The journey from the known to the unknown, from the unreal to the real, is rarely revealed in advance. The potholes, detours, false starts, and quick retreats are each honorable and even needed in the bigger scheme, in the forest that can't be seen between the trees. It took years for me to realize that the very twists and turns and shadows I labeled problems were really sacred ground, grace disguised as obstacles. The whole pass, a pilgrimage, mysteries bearing themselves before me all along the way. And so in the silence, engaging in the rain practice from a grounded place, or simply carrying on with body breathing as you need. Sometimes, too, we practice with the end of rain to nurture ourselves, bring kindness, soothing touch, soothing words. And taking another minute or so to finish off with your rain practice, and knowing you can come back to it another sitting. You can make notes later today. Trusting the unfolding. And returning to simply breath and body here now. Bringing yes, the spirit of metta, to all that should arise. Yet also not letting ourselves get lost in any one concern. as we begin to finish the practice, making a little dedication to ourselves and outwards to others, from whatever merits may have accrued from the practice. Dedicating these merits to ourselves and everyone here today and outwards. And letting the bells help us transition into the next practices from this place of loving, mindful awareness.